You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
For this week's City Counselling, I caught up with Councillor for Waitakere, Shane Henderson, about rising rates and water bills in Tamaki Makaurau and Auckland Council's endorsement of Auckland Transport's public transport growth programme in 2023 and 2024. Here is that interview. To begin, can you tell us about the projection for rising rates and water bills in Tamaki Makaurau in 2024 and what this means for the city?
Yes, so there's kind of a few variables there that we're about to go into kind of the long-term plan discussion, and the mayoral proposal will be coming out later this year, and that will tell people essentially just how bad the financial situation is for the sort of public finances of the council. But, you know, frankly, in terms of rates, we'd be looking at potentially double digits to maintain the services that we have. It's difficult to kind of be specific because there's quite a few sort of different sort of variables that could change there. But the other thing is water bills, as you've said. We're waiting on the government to sort of give us more detail on what their replacement of three waters will be, and that will impact hugely on people's water bills, I would suggest. If we weren't going down the path of three waters, then you'd be looking at water bills, I would say, of 6-7% increases. That takes a huge chunk out of people's finances. And you add to that the regional fuel tax, which the government has promised to repeal. Now, that will mean, obviously, slightly lower prices at the pump, at least temporarily, but that will leave a huge hole in the council's public finances, which we'll have to try and fill somehow for people's public transport systems, all those kind of things that they expect us to deliver. So, you know, to be honest, it's a bit of a bleak picture coming up, but we've all got to work together on the solution.
Mayor Wayne Brown has proposed cuts to services and selling assets to combat rising rates and water bills. Do you see this as a viable solution or have thoughts on alternative approaches?
Yeah, so when you strip it all back, every single budget round since the dawn of time has been services on one hand versus revenue on the other, right? So there's no such thing as a free lunch, as they say. We would need to be looking at either raising rates, raising revenue to pay for those services, or looking to cut back on services. And, you know, from my perspective, a lot of the residents that I'm talking to here in West Auckland, they are already super concerned about council services and making sure that we're keeping our public assets. You know, things like libraries are so important for people. And I don't think that there is a huge appetite to make cuts in those areas. But, you know, we're going to consult the public on all this kind of stuff, and then we'll make up our minds around what to actually do about the situation. But, you know, it's a bit of a balance. Personally, I would balance things in favour of keeping as many services as possible. And I think a lot of people would feel the same way. But we'll find out just how many when we do the feedback.
Auckland Council has endorsed Auckland Transport's public transport growth programme for 2023 and 24, which aims to achieve 100 million trips annually by mid-2024. Why is this endorsement important to the council, do you think?
Yeah, there's a couple of good reasons why it's very important to endorse that public transport growth plan. Look, public transport patronage is recovering fairly well, but we're still behind pre-COVID levels in 2019. Now, when you sort of look back into the history up to 2019, we were sort of growing year on year, and that kind of passage is continuing again now, but we need to get back to those high levels because congestion is a massive issue, both for people's kind of personal lives in a whole bunch of ways, but also for the city's economy. You know, we've got to break this congestion problem down. And, you know, the other thing is climate action, and we've got some climate targets that we need to be reaching that are fairly ambitious. That requires us to have a huge public transport program that actually meets people's needs. You know, so that's the thing. We've got to meet people's needs. And so, you know, I wholly endorse that plan. I'm very excited for it. I hope that we can achieve it as much as possible.
That was Councillor for Waitakere, Shane Henderson, speaking to me about rising rates and water bills in Tamaki Makaurau and Auckland Council's endorsement of AT's public transport growth program for 2023 and 24.